What if the richest place on Earth isn't a bank vault or an oil field, but the cemetery? Think about it. Buried beneath every headstone lie unwritten novels, unlaunched businesses, unspoken truths, and unmade contributions. Todd Henry's Die Empty confronts us with this haunting reality. Most people take their best work to the grave, not because they lacked talent or time, but because they confused motion with meaning, filling days with tasks while postponing what truly mattered. This isn't a productivity manifesto urging you to grind harder. It's something far more urgent, a reckoning with the fact that your tomorrow isn't guaranteed, and today's choices determine whether you'll leave behind a legacy or a list of regrets. The question isn't whether you're busy, it's whether the work consuming your hours is work you'll be proud of when your time runs out. Stop confusing activity with accomplishment. You might be drowning in emails, meetings, and deadlines, yet still feel hollow at day's end. That's because contribution, the tangible evidence of how you've spent your finite time, requires balancing three distinct work types. Mapping means planning strategically, setting priorities aligned with your deepest values, rather than just reacting to urgency. Making is execution, the actual creation of value through focused effort. Meshing involves developing new skills and cultivating curiosity that positions you for future relevance. Most people excel at one or two while neglecting the third. Drivers plan and execute brilliantly, but never grow. Drifters create and learn, but lack direction. Dreamers endlessly strategize, but rarely ship. The people who leave lasting legacies, Henry calls them developers, deliberately practice all three every single week. They know that tomorrow's breakthrough requires today's preparation, and they refuse to let any dimension atrophy. Nobody chooses mediocrity, yet talented people arrive there through small, seemingly harmless decisions. Aimlessness means shooting blindfolded at invisible targets. Even accidental hits feel empty without intention. Boredom gets medicated with social media instead of recognized as our mind signaling readiness for something bigger. Comfort becomes lethal when it's life's primary goal. We cling to stability until we stagnate. Delusion manifests as talent show contestants shocked by rejection. We misjudge our abilities and orient lives around wishful thinking. Ego prevents learning from failure because admitting mistakes threatens our self-image. Fear paralyzes through imagination rather than reality, blocking the small risks that lead to breakthroughs. Guardedness isolates us precisely when we need community most. These seven sins creep in quietly, masquerading as reasonable choices, until we wake up wondering why our work feels hollow. Follow your passion might be the worst career advice ever given. Better question, what work are you willing to suffer for? The word passion comes from Latin pati, to suffer or endure. Great work requires bending your life around missions worthy of effort, even when difficult. Productive passion takes three forms. Compassionate anger stems from suffering with others, recognizing injustice, and stepping into their battle. Curtis Martin became an NFL Hall of Fame running back despite never loving football because his passion was the platform it provided to help single mothers and broken families. Obsession develops when you're captivated by problems you're uniquely positioned to solve. Hope drives contribution when you see work as a vehicle for something greater than yourself. All breakthroughs begin with questions: why, how, what if? Yet most adults become busily bored, highly productive but mentally stagnant, meeting expectations while no longer challenging assumptions. Technology trains us to fill every moment with digital distraction. When slightly restless, we check social media rather than sitting with discomfort that often precedes insight. To integrate applied curiosity, keep a list of intriguing questions. Create a bliss station, a sacred space for pursuing what evokes wonder. When facing creative blocks, redefine problems by examining aspirations, affinities, assumptions, and attributes. Our biology craves comfort, but growth demands challenging this instinct. Imagine someone documenting every action tomorrow for a definitive book about your life. How would you behave differently? Most people admit they'd be more intentional, revealing the gap between how we live and our own standards of excellence. Growth requires nested goals across three timeframes. Step goals are daily actions maintaining forward progress. Sprint goals span 1 to 2 weeks, increasing capacity. Stretch goals are long arc objectives forcing you beyond comfort zones. Think of Jerry Seinfeld marking each day he wrote jokes on a calendar, creating an unbroken chain. Maintain at least one stretch goal across work, mental, relational, and spiritual areas. The hard truth? You cannot pursue greatness and comfort simultaneously. Pay attention to resonance moments, when your pulse quickens, when someone's words deeply connect. These provide clues about your unique path. Instead of passive values, create an active code of ethics, operating instructions defining how you'll engage daily. When feeling stagnant, Henry created four principles: artistic, curious, healthy, and energizing. True authenticity matters more than fabricating a personal brand. Steve Martin's 18-year comedy career included 10 years learning, 4 years refining, and 4 years of success, a plodding rather than heroic journey. Many people audit their work life, staying present and succeeding, but avoiding opportunities to do more unique work. Beware of shadow pursuits, activities providing accomplishment but substituting for work you should be doing. These are common among those who secretly long to create but choose careers adjacent to their true calling without requiring the same risk. Illustrator Lauren Long performed well in art school but couldn't envision making a living until he saw successful contemporary illustrators. Years later, while creating cover art for young adult books, he experienced an epiphany. I'm a storyteller. This led to illustrating children's books, working with Madonna and President Obama. The popular radio show Radiolab evolved through years of experimentation. Creator Jod Abumrad describes discovering the show's voice through tiny moments he could have never predicted. To find your voice, set aside weekly time to prototype and explore without expectations. Apply seemingly irrelevant skills to current problems. Follow intuitive flashes before they fade. Move forward despite uncertainty, rather than seeking perfect answers first. Like Apollo 13 astronauts navigating by Earth's position, staying on course requires constant adjustment. The EMPTY process is a 5-step daily checkpoint taking 10-15 minutes. E, ethics, review your code and how you'll apply it today. M, mission, define what success looks like today. Big wins come from daily progress. P, people, consider who you'll interact with and what you value about them. T, tasks, determine what absolutely must get done and block time for it. Y, you, commit to something that develops you, whether learning a skill or pursuing a curiosity. Some activities add disproportionately more value than others. Fall in love with the process, not just outcomes. The process is what you control. This daily practice transforms intentions into meaningful contribution. Viktor Frankl observed that concentration camp survivors who found meaning in suffering fared best. He insisted we stop asking what we expect from life and instead ask what life expects from us. Purpose emerges through action, not contemplation. The paralyzing desire to be seen as great prevents meaningful work. Focus on work where you can make a difference and excel at what matters to you. The lag, that gap between planting and harvesting, explains why projects remain unfinished. When work yields little visible reward, three things sustain you: confidence in your vision, discipline to refuse distractions, and daily urgent progress. Excellence requires building a platform that creates opportunities, not waiting for them. The most dangerous place is the gray zone, where you're comfortable enough to stop stretching, but accomplished enough to feel satisfied. Your life will be measured by what you gave, not what you received. Engage with urgency, plant seeds daily, and live as if today is all you have.